multiple times, I asked Waltmeyer, why aren't they prosecuting? Do you believe her? And one of his conversations to me was, he goes, absolutely. He said, she is not lying. He said, otherwise, he said, I would tell you to take her to California because she would be an amazing actress. Because he said, he goes, you cannot make this up. He said, she is telling the truth beyond a doubt.
Okay.
But they never did anything more.
But as of today's date, there's been no prosecution of the perpetrator.
No prosecution. And then I, myself, never saw the report. I keep saying this for a reason. My husband nor I, we did not read it because we were told not to, that mentally and emotionally we would struggle with it. And so we've never saw the report. So I called up, it was maybe a year and a half ago, to the victim's advocate in Mercer County at the prosecutor's office because I couldn't talk to the prosecutor. So I talked to them and I said, can you please tell me, did they believe, why didn't they charge this? Did they believe my daughter or not? I said, this has destroyed my family. We've never been given closure. I just need to know, do you feel she's been telling the truth or not? She said, okay, can you give me a few days? I said, yes, it's fine. She finally got back with me. She said, well, I talked to some of them involved. She said, at first they got kind of funny because she said, right away they told me the reports are gone. They can't find the reports. I said, okay, well, what happened to the reports? She couldn't tell me. She just said that. And she said she thought at first I was trying to push for prosecution again, but she assured them that mom just wanted to know, did you believe in the allegations? And once again, she said yes. They 100% believed my younger daughter that the allegations were truthful.
And they never prosecuted.
They never did anything. And now, allegedly, but that's the only way I've been told, supposedly the documents are no longer there. I personally can tell you, I don't know how to check. I only ask the victim's advocate at the prosecutor's office.